Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud Aleph. Another sin mentioned in Mishnah Dal that a person gets tekila for is mechashef. Hamechashef, somebody who does magic. Haoseh maaseh hayav. If somebody actually makes something happen through magic, he would be liable for execution. Velo haohezet ha'enayim. But not somebody who makes it appear as if he did something, not an illusion. Not somebody with a sleight of hand. That's just an illusion. That person will not be put to death. Rabbi Akiva omen mishum Rabbi Hoshua. Rabbi Akiva says in the name of Rabbi Hoshua, Shenayim loktin kishu'in. It could be two people who use magic to gather cucumbers to bring them all to one spot in the field. Ehad loket patur, vehad loket hayav. One of these types of people who's gathering is possible that he's patur. He's not liable for execution. And the other one would be liable for execution. How could that be? Haoseh maaseh hayav. The person, the one of these two, who actually brought the cucumbers all together and gathered them through his magic, that person would be hayav. He would be liable. But haoheset ha'inayim patut. Somebody who's making an illusion that it looks like he's bringing the cucumbers together, but in reality he's not, would not be liable. Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Het Mishnah Aleph. This perek will talk about the ben sorer u'moreh, the wayward and rebellious son. The idea is, we're talking about this because we mentioned in the last perek that there are certain averot, certain sins that a person gets killed, executed by the bet din. This is one of them. The ben sorer u'moreh is a child who steals money and then takes that money to buy meat and wine and eats it. If he does this continuously, we say that he's so drawn to these habits that he's going to end up committing murder in order to satisfy his lifestyle that he wants to live. He's going to be so used to the habit. So the Torah tells us if we fit a very specific criteria that we put this person to death, because we say we want him to die innocent as opposed to dying guilty later on, as the Mishnayot will continue to elaborate on in this perek. But the sin has to happen during a certain time period of his physical development, which we'll elaborate on in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ben Soreru Moreh, Me'ematai Na'aseh, Ben Soreru Moreh, Ben Soreru Moreh. At what age could he become a Ben Soreru Moreh? Answers the Mishnah, Meshiavi Shete Se'arot, from the point in time where he grows two pubic hairs, Ve'ad Shiakif Zakan, until he grows a quote-unquote beard, which we'll elaborate on. Before he grows any pubic hairs, he's considered to be too young to be a Ben Soreru Moreh. After he grows a beard, he's considered to be too old, and he's like a regular adult, and he wouldn't fit the category anymore. But then the Mishnah says, what do we mean when we said beard above? Hatahton v'lo ha'elyon. What we mean by a beard is not that he is growing a physical beard on his face, but we're talking about hair that grows in the pubic area. But we don't want to say that straight out. Ela shedibiru hachamim b'lashon nekiyah. Hachamim spoke and they used the word beard because they wanted to have a refined way, a cleaner way of saying the word. So when we said that the full beard grows in, it really means that the pubic area hair has fully grown in. Once that point happens, he's considered to be a full adult, and he wouldn't fit the category or the stage of a ben sorer u'moreh. Shene'emar ki yihyeh le'ish ben. We learn this out from the pasuk, where it says, if a man has a son, we learn from the word ben two things. Ben velo bat, that a ben soreru moreh could only be a son, not a daughter. Ben velo ish, it could only be a son, somebody who's young enough to be looked at as a son and not a man. And we say that someone who's a full man is somebody who grew all of the hair in that area, and therefore the ben soreru moreh wouldn't apply to him. Hakatan patur. Usually when we talk about a ben, we would say that it applies to all children, even someone who did not grow hairs in that spot yet. We would think that's what it refers to. So why do we say that a ben soreru moreh can't happen until he grows hairs? Why not earlier, when he's younger? Why can't he be also part of it? The Mishnah says the katan is patur, shelo ba lechlal mitzvot. The katan is exempt from the punishment of ben soreru moreh because he's not even involved in the category of people who follow the mitzvot. He's too young. He's not bound in mitzvot. So how can we punish him for something that he's not bound by? So therefore, ben sorer moreh cannot apply to a minor. And we learn out from the word ben that it applies to somebody who is just becoming an adult by growing hairs, but not somebody who's fully grown hairs and he's past that stage of development. It wouldn't apply to him. So it's a very limited scope of time that could be involved or have a person become a ben sorer moreh.